This is 2GO's Mandy and Akmal. A little chilled and simply sparkling. With Domain's refrigeration and washing machine clearance. Now with live pricing.
Oh, g'day, guys. How is everybody?
G'day, Amanda.
Oh, thanks, mate.
How's it going?
Why you call me Amanda so much?
Because that's your name.
I know, but I don't like it. It's too formal for me.
Maybe because you don't like it, I say it.
I've discovered this.
I'm a very annoying person.
I've discovered that if you find out that I don't like something or that something annoys me, that you do it more.
Yes, I'm like a child.
You are like my little brother, except you're older than me and... Yes, so you're like an annoying big brother.
I'm like the annoying uncle that the parents would say, Amanda, get away from Uncle Aki.
Yes.
Don't leave Uncle Aki alone with Amanda because he will influence her.
He'll annoy her.
He'll annoy her,
It'll end up in tears. That's what my mum would say. But this is going to end up in tears. Someone's get a broken nose.
Wow, you're a tough mum. Was she a boxer? But it's a Wednesday.
It is a Wednesday.
TGIW.
Yes. Oh, good work,
TGIW. That's my favourite day.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
I love a good celebration as much as anybody, but people go crazy. When I was young, we used to live next door to Belmore Oval, where the Canterbury Bulldogs play. And
The doggies,
exactly, man. Shut up, all right?
All right.
What are you looking at? What is this about my sister? Anyway, they used to, not me, I was an innocent onlooker, but whenever they lost a game, they'd set the seats on fire. They'd have petrol with them. This is before.
They had petrol with them?
Yeah.
How did they get the petrol into the stadium?
Well, this is back a long time ago.
No security,
no cameras. We used to sneak under the fence because we didn't want to pay the fee. and that was easy. That's no cameras. And when the Bulldogs lost, God help the seats because they would just be set on fire. And they've set them on fire. But the ironic thing is when they won... They set the seats on fire as well. It was a tradition,
Why
right?
Why are we talking about this?
Because, well, it's funny you should ask me. Because Serbian people love to burn things. Let's be general here and offensive. everyone, French people are good lovers. Italians are all criminals.
Eating pasta. What?
Pasta and their mafia. Well, the mafia.
We're being general and offensive.
Okay, you're right.
General and offensive. This is a new segment.
Oh, yeah, good.
And the Serbians, no one loves a good fire better than Serbian people. They love to, and if they're burning a Croatian, that's even more
better.
Fun. Yeah. And a team in... A soccer team won. The Serbian soccer team won, and so their supporters, in celebration. It should be said that it was accident. It was an accident, but I don't believe it. There are no accidents.
Not when it comes to Serbians and fires.
Not when it comes to anything, but especially Serbians and fires. So if a Serbian has matches in his hands,
look out.
Forget about it. And they set the bus on fire in celebration. That's because they won. Let's burn things.
I know. I find this really fascinating, although I can kind of relate because I'm one of those people that enjoys over-celebrating a victory.
So you set things on fire?
I don't go that far, but I used to play Oztag with some girlfriends and we were all over 40. So you've got to imagine a whole bunch of unfit 40-plus women running around a field who don't know the rules of Oztag mostly on a Monday night. In Kingcumber, but...
And they're drunk.
I'm not going to say that. Just because my girlfriends want a wine before they come to the game, I'm not going to cast judgment. Yeah. But
what do you mean? I saw them playing with a wine during the game.
We did actually once. We had West Coast Coolers in between two games. It was the grand final.
It's a grand final, man.
It was the grand final. We had some West Coast Coolers. We had to play two games. What are you going to do in the middle?
Forget the Gatorade.
Yeah. West Coast Coolers. Anyway, we had headbands and stuff on. We were just kind of having an 80s moment. Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I just love the over-celebration. And I do recall getting a try and then putting my T-shirt up over my head, revealing my tatty sports bra to all and sundry and racing around the field, jumping on my friends.
Right. And so when which bit did the fire come in?
There was no fire.
There was no fire?
There was no fire.
I was expecting fire.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
Show us your hard drive.
Beg your pardon?
Get your floppy disk out.
Oh no, I forgot to delete my history.
What did you Google last?
Nothing.
All right, this is where you share what you Googled last. Anne from Arimba, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Widow Googled how to spell the word inappropriate, which is a bit disappointing, I'm not going to lie. Akmal last Googled...
Hitler's testicles.
Hitler's testicles, because he's listening to or he's reading a book on Hitler.
Well, I read somewhere that he only had one.
Yep.
But I don't know. I don't know how you would even verify
yes,
that.
Yes, I know.
It's hard. Well, you can't say, my Führer, can you take your pants off?
Yes.
You can't say that. You'd be dead. Mm.
Anne from Arimba, thank you for being brave. What did you Google last?
I Googled Balls of Steel.
Oh. Balls of Steel?
Were you a fan of that show?
What's Balls of Steel?
It's a show.
It's a comedy show from England.
And it's like a candid camera to the max.
Oh, yeah. Is it?
Yeah. And people almost get punched out a lot, don't they? What's your favourite skit?
I think it's the girl that fronts the guy on the beach and says how good looking he is, and he's got a partner with him and he's really,
she
really
flirts
good
with
looking.
The guy.
Oh,
yeah, and
wow.
Then she goes on further. It's so funny.
Oh, good on you, Anne.
It's a funny show. It's a very, very punk for you, Anne. I'm glad you're into that.
It's Anne the Punk from Arimba. Can we call you Anne the Punk from Arimba from now on?
Absolutely.
Excellent, Anne the Punk. So we're going to send you some Mandy and Akmal nuts and freckles. Thank you so much for joining us
Thank
this morning.
You so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Anne the Punk from Arimba. Can we pop that on her? Let's make sure we note that
steel.
Down so we know when Anne the Punk's ringing.
It's funny we were talking about testicles. And
then she rang with Balls of Steel. I thought it was something to do with that,
There's
actually.
There's a theme. It's a Wednesday testicle day.
Oh, no, it's not.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
I think we want to talk about this chick right now. Maybe you're a
fire.
Can you feel it?
Yeah, I just felt it just then. And then, it's gone.
Oh, right. Katy Perry.
Katy Perry. She's everywhere at the moment.
She is a bit.
She's in my cupboard. She's under the bed.
You wish. Oh, I know no. Widow wishes. He's on your list. She's on your list, isn't she?
I am a fan of Katy Perry. Yes.
Oh, very well said.
Should be a politician.
He should be a politician. Maybe we can make him be a politician. Although then he'll have to leave the show. That wouldn't be very good.
He'd be a very good politician.
He would.
Because he's very diplomatic. Doesn't say rude words.
Not good at taking bribes, though, and I think that's something that we have to work on.
I'll take your money. Don't worry about that. You got any?
Hang on. There's a dollar in this thing here. Anyway, I want to talk about Katy Perry because she was performing the other day and just doing her thing, and then sort of right towards the end of the concert decided she wanted to shout everyone a drink.
Make sure that everyone can drink on me, all the beers.
Wow!
Shirley Temple's for you. But hold on, you guys, it's a good show. It's going to be fun. Don't leave. Everyone's leaving. Okay.
Everyone's leaving.
Okay, let's do the last one. Back to with the show. Let's get it.
Everyone jumped up. As soon as she said that, people started to leave in droves. Mm. Even her own sister's husband, who was there to see the show, got up and left to get a free beer.
Which is really a reflection on how the show was going.
It is.
You'd have to say that, right?
Yeah,
she was. I had a friend, you know, Gary Eck.
Yeah.
Who you met and spoke to the other day. Many years ago, we were at a gig and it was in a country town and it was like in the shed and it was packed out. It was like 500 people. And everyone had their cars parked. And Gary would always do the middle spot and I would finish the night. And this night he was resentful of that. And he said, why don't I headline tonight? I want a headline. And I said, fine, you headline. I'll go in the middle. So I went in the middle and...
oh, no.
And but the MC comes. I finished. I did really well. I got off and, you know, he's ready to come on stage. And the MC brings him on. And before he comes onto the stage... As he's walking towards the microphone, a hailstorm hits, and so people had to leave. First of all, you couldn't hear you because it was a concrete, it was like a corrugated iron roof.
Oh, wow.
So it was like the noise was deafening.
Yeah.
And everyone left because they had to get to their cars so they didn't get bogged because it's in the country, right?
And also because they didn't want hail damage on their car.
The hail damage on their car, right? And so by the time he got to the microphone, everyone had gone. Every single member of the audience had left.
Oh.
And we were laughing.
I bet you were.
That was funny.
That would have been hilarious.
Sucked into Gary.
But how do you go with the whole round thing? Because, like, she shouted everyone a drink, right?
Yeah.
But I know that for me, I don't like when we get into the round thing when you're with a large group of friends. It's
well,
okay
she was with
four...
a large. How many people were there?
Well, she was thousands. She had
huge
thousands.
Concert, yeah.
That's
thousands.
A big round.
That's a huge round.
You'd hate to be the guy who's next.
Yeah.
After Katy Perry.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get this one. I think it's my go. How many? 2,500
Okay, I'm going to guess. I'm going to guess that you're that guy that's really generous and that would, because I know you, you're actually a really generous
person.
You don't
yes.
even know how to not be generous.
Mm.
So you would be that guy that just gets round after round.
I'd get round after round. Even people I don't know, I just join rounds. I just attach myself to rounds. G'day, fellas, I'll get this one.
Wow.
And again, who the hell's that guy?
Yeah.
It looks like
and
Carl
I reckon
Barron.
You'd be a bit the same too, Widow.
Yeah, I am. Although my wife gets mad at me when I do the round system because a lot of people don't honour the round system. And I've got one mate. He was actually best man at my wedding. I love him dearly.
Oh, yeah.
But when it comes to the round system, he's the one that when it's up to his round, he's like in the toilet or he's chatting to someone or he's just ducked out for
a
minute.
He's a round dodger.
And then he's a bit of a round dodger.
You know, my favourite is, oh, guys, you're not going to believe this, but I forgot my wallet. You forgot it last week as well.
Chestnut, yeah.
No, I didn't.
All right, let's do this. Let's do Dobbin a round dodger.
Round dodger.
Yeah, this is your chance to name and shame 4324444. All in good fun, obviously.
Oh yeah, good fun. Good and drink. You know, drink responsibly.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Well done, you.
And you know, do everything. Just be responsible in general.
Full stop.
What are they doing? Where are they? 4324444. Dob in a round dodger.
Dob in a round dodger. Win yourself some footy tickets. Mark from East Gosford. Do you know a round dodger?
Yes, your parent radio company a few years ago won some tickets to a do called Meet Mark Guy's Mum and Have a Beer.
Okay, how great.
So we went to Penrith Police Club, Triple M shouted a couple of beers, then I went and brought a tray of bourbon and Cokes in the bottle and handed them out to everyone, and I've been waiting for MG to buy a bourbon back for 7 years.
Wow. And that's the thing, if you get stuck doing the spirits, you're always more out of pocket, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it cost $150 for that round, but MG said, I've got to go, but I'll be back.
Oh, oh yeah, Mark, you fell for that old chestnut.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it was just
Tim. Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
Yeah. Who else was it?
There was a producer from Triple M who I brought another round of drinks for. They never received one. And there used to be a little short fat guy called Paul somebody that used to run that show.
Yeah.
I love the short fat guy.
We got connections, Mark. We're going to connect. We're going to get in touch with these people.
We're going to make sure they buy you that beer, Mark.
That round, yes.
Bourbon, not beer.
Sorry,
bourbon.
A bourbon.
And did you meet my guy's mum?
Yeah, I did. She's a lovely lady.
Does she look like my Gaia?
No. She looks like you. She's very short, very, very lovely lady. Speaks well, lovely woman.
Maybe it's my mum you met.
Maybe it is. Hey, Mark, we're going to send you to the footy, the Roosters v Titans game this weekend at Central Coast Stadium.
Thanks, guys.
No worries at all. Thank you for giving us a call.
You're very welcome. Yeah, the Sydney Roosters take on the Gold Coast Titans May 26th this weekend, 3 p.m. Central Coast Stadium. Tickets available at tickettech.com.au. But you can win them just like that.
We should talk to Mark Gaia. So what are you doing,
we should
mate?
Do something
it's
about
been
that.
7 years.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
We're talking about smart dogs and dumb dogs.
Dumb dogs.
Because we've come across some particularly badly trained dogs.
Well, these dogs have been in Manchester Airport. They've paid incredible amounts of money to train these supposed drug dogs.
Sniffer dogs.
Sniffer dogs, exactly. And they haven't found any drugs at all.
Mm.
They haven't found any drugs because I think they're probably sharing them with their friends afterwards. They're saying, I won't sniff you out if you share some of your drugs with me.
Who, the dogs?
That's just a theory.
Okay.
It's just a theory.
Right,
I don't know. But they basically, but they found things like sausages. That's not a trained dog. That's just a dog.
Yeah.
Dogs sniff out sausages.
Yeah.
And then they eat them.
Yeah.
That's not.
Sorry, I'm still stuck on that. Who's putting sausages in their luggage?
Good question.
Who's actually transporting sausages in luggage?
It's at Manchester Airport. It's actually an international airport. It's like Australia. Bringing food into the country is not allowed. So dogs are trained to sniff out drugs, food, cigarettes, all that kind of stuff.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
okay.
They found everything else
except
drugs.
What else have they found?
Well, maybe the sausages had drugs hidden in them.
Maybe. Did they think of that?
They didn't think of that.
Exactly.
See, they should hire me.
Exactly.
They're probably thinking that now if they're listening. Oh, my God, we didn't check the inside of the sausages. Because, you know, it's ridiculous that dogs have to do that. Dogs are dogs, you know. Mm. You know, because I'll talk to you about it later, but, you know, you're quite... you know, hard with your dog.
I'm not. I'm just a good dog trainer.
No, you're a fascist. Hitler said.
Hitler said, I'm a very good leader. My dog can sniff out food anywhere. So my dog would be a bad drug testing dog, but would sniff out food anywhere because he loves it so much. I took him for a walk yesterday and he kept going up harassing everybody having their picnics at Long Jetty because... food will take him away anyway.
He was looking for food, but unfortunately he only found drugs. Is that what happened?
No, well,
I don't know.
We are talking about Long Jetty, so.
He was in...
No, I didn't mean that.
A clue for you.
Well, these dogs weren't just finding food, though, because in the 7 months, and it cost $2.2 million to have these dogs there, in 7 months, they found no A-class drugs, but 46 kilograms of cigarettes and 181 kilograms of meat.
181 kilos of meat?
If dogs can find anything, it's meat.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for Breakfast on 2GO.
So a couple of days ago, we had another Telstra outage.
Oh, yeah.
It's a big deal
when that happens because people just, their lives just come to a complete stop.
And I know that it does affect people and there's things like FPOS machines and all sorts of things that, you know, are affected by it. Mm. One of the things that I didn't know about was that prison authorities in South Australia, Queensland and the Northern Territory lost track of criminals wearing electronic ankle bracelets.
Meant to track them.
The tracking stopped on these criminals because of the outage. That's crazy.
It's a conspiracy. It's probably, criminals. I don't know. I'm just thinking,
so 750 individuals in South Australia were lost from connection for nearly 2 hours.
Imagine like the chief of police on the phone to Telstra and he's on hold because, you know, they keep you on hold for days sometimes.
Yeah. With this music.
Yeah, oh, geez.
This music is painful.
These murderers have escaped.
And then hang on, we're on hold.
Your call will be in a queue.
Yes.
You'll be answered by...
The criminals, they're in the community. They're running free.
That's right. You know, you're now ahead in the queue. So the criminals are not getting far. Imagine if they kept track of them. It'd be a weird thing, isn't it?
Wouldn't it?
Do you have any criminals in the family?
No. Mm. Oh, well, none that I'm going to talk about.
I see.
Look, 4324444 is the number. You can call any time if your Telstra's working.
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
What have you seen on public transport? And the reason we're asking is because over in the UK, a guy was filmed on someone's iPhone clipping his fingernails on a train.
Well, it's not that bad.
Well, it is when you're kind of leaving your fingernails for other people to sit on.
Oh well, they're not gonna hurt you.
Widow's grossed out by that.
Like
no,
that's
not
cool. I'm not down with that.
I grew up in Punchbowl, and I caught a lot of trains and buses, and I've seen some disgusting things, far worse than nail clippings. I can deal with nail clippings. To the person who made that complaint, I apologise. It won't happen again.
Hey, just a little side note. This is gross. I can't believe I'm going to tell you this.
No, you have to tell me.
When I clip my nails, I go outside and I sit on the deck and I do it outside so that the nails just go onto the grass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because I figure that's an easy way of doing it and I don't have to clean up.
Mm.
But the problem is Frankie eats the nails.
Oh, yeah. Frankie.
My dog Frankie likes to eat my old toenails.
That's gross.
That is gross.
Sorry. I can't believe I just said that. I don't want him to eat them.
And how does it affect him?
In no way at all. Like, he doesn't care.
Mm.
He just chews them up. There's just more rubbish.
Protein. It's protein.
Anyway,
yeah.
That's gross. Mm.
There's nothing gross about fingernails, though.
Well, I don't know. They do catch a lot of dirt and grime, and there's a lot of germs under fingernails.
There's a lot of germs in everything.
I know, but when you're cutting your fingernails in a public place like that and leaving your clippings around for other people.
I saw a woman take a crap on a train.
No.
I swear to you.
No.
And I was with my friend Nagy, my cousin, and we couldn't believe it. and we just moved.
What,
to
just in a normal carriage?
Yeah, in a normal.
Oh my God, what are people like?
Well, she's probably not well.
Well, you know, obviously.
You'd hope so. Or maybe she thought there was a, you know, she was told there was a toilet on the train and she was disappointed and she thought, well, you know, when you gotta go.
You gotta go.
Yeah.
Once I had a woman offer to buy my hat. Not so inappropriate,
it's very different.
But just, you know, she just said, oh, I'll give you some prescription painkillers for your hat. And I said, it's all right. I like my hat. I'll keep it. Thanks
Did
anyway.
Did you find out what the prescription drugs
were?
No,
I didn't
You didn't even question?
No, I didn't want to.
It's a very different story to the one I just
sorry.
Told.
It was a different story, but you do find and see unusual things on public transport.
You do. I haven't caught a train for a long time because I don't know why.
Because you're used to the luxury of driving your car.
I like driving my car.
I know you
and
do.
I like to, you know,
be in comfortable surroundings where no one can bother you, where you can listen to deep bass.
No one can hurt me now. I mean, surrounded by steel.
Well, no one's going to take a poo next to you in your car. At least,
well, don't be so sure.
He's got some weird friends out there.
That's right.
Look, that's what we're asking this morning, though, is what have you seen on the train? What weird thing did you see someone
bus?
Do?
Or the bus. We'll take public transport, full stop. If you've seen something weird, get involved and win yourself some baby animals tickets.
4324444 is the number.
Jeff from Lake Haven, thanks for giving us a call this morning. What have you seen on public transport?
Well, at first I didn't think it was too unusual, but it was a fellow braiding his girlfriend's hair, but then I realised he was actually cutting her hair.
Oh, wow.
And he had a comb and he kept dipping it in something.
Yeah,
and combing her hair, and I think it was braids, if that's the right.
It was like
a pigtail-y thing.
Wow.
A mobile barber.
I was right behind him, and the hair was going everywhere.
Yeah.
How weird was he saying, oh, how's your day been, Dale? And what's happening with the kids? Was he? Was it full salon experience?
Did he do a blow dry and maybe he
shed? Yeah, I mean, you know, there was a bit of a breeze. It was near the door. The part that got me was I was getting hair on me, and I said, oh, well, I don't have much hair, so I said, can I have a haircut next? I didn't see the joke in it anyway.
Oh, thank you, Jeff.
That was on the way to work in the morning at about 8 o'clock.
That's ridiculous. That 8 o'clock in the morning having a haircut on the train. Thank you so much. Let's go.
Maybe like, you know, that could set off something, a trend. You
a
know,
trend?
Maybe,
train maybe, haircuts?
No, maybe train operations, like, you know, surgeons.
Wow.
Cheap operations.
There is a niche market.
Mm. Simon, gynecology.
Simon for Warners Bay. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Really good. Yourself?
Excellent. So tell us, what have you seen on public transport?
A little bit similar to what Akmal was just saying earlier. I've seen a gentleman take a pee into a bottle.
Oh, really?
But quite professional about it, because he had the bottle actually down the side of his tracksuit pants. And when he actually pulled the bottle out, let me tell you, it wasn't apple juice.
Oh!
It wasn't apple juice. I'm glad you can tell the difference, because we've all made that mistake.
Oh, my God. People are so brazen to do that.
Well, maybe he had a condition. Maybe he had kidney problems and he had to.
Maybe he did. Simon from Warners Bay, we're going to give you tickets to go and see the baby animals.
Oh, fantastic. I love the baby animals.
Yes, great.
And take your bottle with you.
Take your pee bottle with you so you don't have to go to the toilet halfway through the concert. Mm. Exactly.
Awesome. Thanks very much.
You're very welcome. 2GO presenting the baby animals June 29 at the Doyleson RSL. Grab your tickets at doylo.com.au.
Doylo.
The Doylo.
Just, you know, be responsible on public transport, please.
Yeah, don't, yeah.
Don't just Fido anything. Don't wee. Don't poo.
Well, you know, the older you get, the more wees you do.
I know that.
Like, I'm doing like 1,200 pees a night.
Are you?
I have to get up.
How many times do you get up?
1,500 times.
You might need to get something checked down there. I'm not saying it on the radio.
Just turn your head and cough, Akmal.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO. Give Me Lols for Kids. One night only. Helping raise money for Give Me Five for Kids. June 3rd at Mingara.
That's right. And we hope you're going to be there and join us for what is going to be a spectacular night of comedy and fun and laughs, and all to raise money for sick kids and for services and hospital equipment for sick kids right here on the Central Coast. All the money goes to right here, where we need it.
Right here on your desk.
Not on my desk.
You're going to put a pile of money, which you're going to take to the hospital personally?
Well, when we went to the hospital, we spoke to Jen and she showed us some of the equipment that they've bought over the years.
Yes.
And honestly, over the years, we've raised millions of dollars for this charity. Not us personally. But,
no. In fact, I had nothing to do with
no,
it.
No, I know.
Because I wasn't here.
But we're going to contribute now and we want to keep this charity going strong.
Yes. And it's going to be a huge night. It's going to be very entertaining. Jamoan is one of the funniest people in the world.
Yes, he is. So are you, by the way.
I've
seen your stand-up. You're a different kettle of fish to what you are on this radio show.
I'm a very different kettle of fish.
For one, you swear a lot.
I swear here as well. But
sometimes.
You're just not on air.
No.
But Fiona O'Loughlin, who won The Jungle.
Yes.
She is the queen of The Jungle,
and now she's on
the Central Coast.
I know.
We should take her to Wyong.
Why?
Just because she's used to being in the jungle.
Oh, stop it.
No, there's the treetops walking near
Wyoming. Oh, okay, right. That's what you're referring to. I think Akmal was being a bit cheeky. But
a bit cheeky.
You know what? Grab your Express Advocate.
Umbilical Brothers.
Yes, they're going to be amazing.
If you haven't seen the Umbilical Brothers, you're in for a treat because you got to see them live. You know, people see them on DVD or on telly or whatever, and you just don't get a feel of how brilliant it actually is.
Yeah, right? I'm really looking forward to those guys. I'm really looking forward to the whole night, actually, and raising a stack of cash. And you can check us out in the Express Advocate. Big thank you to the Express for giving us a bit of a write-up and a bit of a plug because they've done an article about Gimme 5 and all the different things that you can contribute to for the Gimme 5 month, which runs for all of June.
But can I mention the fact that they took a bit of creative license with that article? Yes, because she said, why are you doing this? And I said, I got incriminating footage of all these comedians. That's why they had to do it. And she chose not to include that.
No, but
that.
You also said you wanted to give back to the community. So don't pretend to be this tough thing.
No, that's what she wrote. Oh, I never said that. But it's how I feel. But it
anyway.
Was just interesting.
Look, it's a great article and a big thanks to the Express Advocate for putting it
absolutely.
In there and helping us get the word out.
You could have had a shave for the photo.
No. I'm going for the George Clooney look.
Oh, right. Is that what it is?
People confuse me for Clooney all the time. So,
all right.
George Clooney. No,
the Umbilical Brothers, Fiona O'Loughlin, Akmal, Jim Owen. It's going to be a great night. Get your tickets right now, though, 2gofm.com.au, because it is selling out very quickly.
Yep.
2gofm.com.au. Get there right now.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
You can win tickets to go see this band. The Baby Animals are coming to the coast at the Doyle-O, doyleo.com.au to get details. 2GO presents them. Just join the conversation. 4324444 is the number.
And we are all doggy parents in this room.
Yes, that's
and
one
you're
thing.
You're a proud dad, doggy daddy.
I'm a father of three.
Yep.
And two of them are quite normal. One, the firstborn, Zachy, he's a bit anxious, a bit crazy, a little bit unbalanced.
Mm.
And that's why I connect with him the most.
Yeah, I nearly said it, but I'm glad you recognize that.
He has the most personality. Like
this
morning, he was growling and barking at the royal wedding.
Oh,
they had footage of the royal wedding on the news. And and I said, good boy. He understands. He knows when evil is present.
Yes.
He's an incredibly sensitive, intelligent dog. But we have a very lax attitude towards our dogs. Mm. We're not dictators, unlike some people who shall remain nameless. But let's say, for example, Mandy Coolen. Oh, I saw you treat your dog. You are a fascist.
I'm not a fascist. I made him wait for a small piece of pizza.
You make him wait for food.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I make
God.
Him sit and lie down, and then I reward him because he's done the right thing. And that's not a fascist. That's
really?
Being training.
Do you ever, like, wake up in the morning and have an overwhelming desire to invade Poland?
No.
No? Well,
no,
that's how it starts, you know.
Mm.
I saw you. No, our dogs are individuals, and they can do whatever they want. And
including poo in the house, wee in the house.
Yes.
You have them all over your bed.
All over my
bed,
yeah.
So you have to actually leave the marital bed because there's no room for you.
Do you know how bad things are getting? They tell me when I'm allowed to eat.
Yeah.
they give me the signal.
Yes.
And no, it's not far off that. But our dog is really anxious, and he's licking his paw, and he licked his fur right off to the skin because he's anxious because we've got a new baby.
Yeah.
And he's jealous, I think. He's feeling very insecure. So
did you take him to the vet?
No, I didn't take him to the vet. No.
Because
I took him to the psychiatrist.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
There are doggy psychiatrists.
I know, there are. Well, we didn't. I'm joking.
No, my brother's dog's on antidepressants.
Man, God. You know, we live in a rich country when dogs are on antidepressants.
I know.
If I was a dog psychiatrist, what a great way to make money. Yeah, I'll fix your dog. Just leave me with him.
But you know what? It's actually making a difference. This dog couldn't drive in the car with
Drive?
Well, you couldn't go in the car with them. You know what I mean? Like, he was anxious all the time. He couldn't go in the car. He didn't travel very well. And now, he's a really good dog now. So they do work.
Yes, they do work.
What are you doing for the anxiety?
My wife bought online an anxiety jacket.
Oh, yeah?
That's got to be a scam, right?
I've got a thunder jacket for Frankie.
A thunder, like for, well, AC/DC.
Thunderstruck jacket.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, no, it's just for when there's thunder and lightning and he gets a bit frightened and he shivers.
Oh, yeah.
And the jacket helps him to feel.
And does it work? No, you've been ripped off, you see.
I don't know that it does work,
it's
actually.
Just a normal jacket and someone wrote on it, thunder jacket, and sold it to you for $100.
Well, you fell for it as well.
No, not me.
Kate.
My missus did.
Okay.
She will, you know, and now he's wearing the jacket, but he's still anxious.
What are you going to do for this poor anxious dog?
Well, meditation, massage.
What are you going to do for
antidepressants?
Him? Antidepressants.
Zoloft. I'm going to put him on Zoloft.
Well, maybe you should, because you know what? If you change his behavior and he becomes less anxious, you're probably going to impact the whole pack. All of the dogs will probably end up being happier if Zachy's not so crazy.
Yeah. Well, he's so crazy. It's going to be the other way around. He's going to affect all of us. And pretty soon we're going to be growling at the TV and licking our hands and feet.
Well, Akmal needs your help this morning. That's what it sounds like to me.
Well, I think there've got to be other people that have got sort of anxious dogs or dogs that are slightly insane.
Yes.
And maybe there's some tricks or some things that people have used or tried that have worked that could help you.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you don't want to go down the drugs path, do you? You don't want to put him on antidepressants?
No. I don't want to put him because that's just ridiculous, isn't it? Isn't that ridiculous?
It's just like any other medication, you know, if he needs it.
They're living things.
All right, 4324.
You know he's very selective about who he barks at the TV. I don't know why, but he barks at Stan Grant on the ABC. He goes nuts at Stan Grant. I don't know why.
Oh, that's funny.
Okay, 4324444. Call right now. Can you help Akmal with his anxious dog? Do you have something that you do with your dog?
Yeah, what's your tips?
Yeah, 4324444.
Daddy doggy Akmal is having trouble with baby number one. Zachy, what kind of dog is he?
He's a Pomeranian poo. Pomeranian. Maltese Terrier.
Right, so okay.
He's a little bit crazy.
He's very crazy, like his owner, Akmal.
And he's kind of like, what do you got to worry about, you know?
You're a dog.
You're lucky you don't live in Syria.
Yeah.
You'd be food.
Anyway, he's got lots of anxiety, and we were asking this morning on 4324444 what you can do to help fix this anxious dog. And we got a message on Facebook from Vicky, which was really handy, and she's got some suggestions for you, and I have heard of some of these.
Give us it.
Well, Rescue Remedy, you can get this Rescue Remedy, which is actually for people who are anxious as well. And you can put a couple of drops in their water
bowl. Well, he's a rescue dog.
Well, there you go. He's a rescue dog with Rescue Remedy.
Perfect. Is that what it...
Remedy is like a little natural...
It's like a herbal
thing that you can put drops in their water bowl.
Yeah.
Exercise. You probably need to give them a little bit more exercise.
Oh, yeah. Me too. I need exercise.
There you go.
He tells me because you're porking up there, mate. You know, not in English, but I can
tell. Obviously in doggy language. Yeah. Distraction. Now, this is something I've used with Frankie where you can buy some toys, some treat toys where you can hide the treats in and stuff. So distraction, something that they can play with or... Something that's going to distract them from licking or whatever it is
licking,
they're doing.
Yeah, I need something like that too for me.
Yeah. No, like, you're too distracted. I think you need the opposite.
I need the opposite.
That's
need
right.
Rescue Remedy.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Massage is the other thing.
Oh, yeah.
And the other thing, which I didn't know.
Massage?
Massage.
So I can take him to the local.
Massage parlor.
Listen, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm not going to touch that. I know you want me to. I'm not going there.
You've touched it.
The last thing that you can do for your dog, and I find this really interesting, is music. And you love music. You could play some deep bass.
No, not deep bass. No, not dogs. That's subwoofer. They relate to that, I guess, maybe. Deep bass, subwoofer.
Deep bass.
Yeah, woofer, get it? You know, it doesn't matter.
I know.
There's only one song that calms him down permanently. It never fails, always works. And it's, of course, it's this song.
True Blue.
Oh, my God.
How brilliant. He just calms right down.
Does he?
No, he doesn't.
Because I can just see him running around in a circle, chasing his tail, going, make it stop!
Yeah. But that's how I exercise him. I make him run around quickly and go, oh!
2GO's Mandy and Akmal on the air right now.
4324444 is the number. You can call the show anytime. We love to hear from you.
Now, that song reminds me of my youth. You know, girls do want to have fun, but just not with me. They made that very clear.
Yeah, you weren't exactly successful with the ladies, were you?
I was very unsuccessful with the ladies.
But so you landed a great chick in Kate, your wife, so I don't think you need to worry about any of that.
I succeeded in the long run.
You did,
in your face, girls who turned me down. Revenge time. You don't want to dance? Who wants to dance now? I'm on 2GO, sucked in. Anyway. Must be jealous. Now, I, you know me as a conspiracy theorist.
You are.
You know,
I'm
open to anything. I think there's a conspiracy, a worldwide conspiracy, to turn humans into non-sexual beings.
Do we have?
That's
our conspiracy.
I'm
sound
doing
effect.
That sound with my mind.
Yes.
How did I do that? Because I am
androgynous.
Androgynous. Very difficult to say this time of the day. But that's what they want. And it starts, it's a worldwide conspiracy. And even the Victorian Council are getting into it. They're saying, this is what basically they're saying, like in kindergarten or primary school, you know, kids, like boys and girls should not be assigned boy toys and girl toys, which is fair. I get that.
Yep.
But then they want to ban the word boy or girl. So you can't say, you know, this is girl cricket or boy, you know. But what are they going to say? You're not a girl, you're not a boy, you're an amphibian. It's an amphibian cricket or amphibian sport. Or all right, all you androgynous.
I know, what is going on with this? We're boys, we're girls, we can manage, we're humans, we're fine. We can manage this.
We've been doing it for 300,000 years.
Exactly.
We don't need the Victorian Council to tell us what gender we are.
No, exactly. I think the thing is, rather than giving people restrictions on what they can and can't say, how about we just open it up and go, right, boys, girls, girls who like to dress as boys who like to dress as girls.
Yeah.
Everybody's included.
Hey.
It's all fine.
It's only because the laundry's, you know, there's nothing clean. That's the only reason I would wear women's underwear. It's functional. It's not. It's totally practical.
Have you ever worn women's underwear?
For practicality.
Oh my God.
Because I couldn't find any clean, you know, and what are you going to do? Huh?
No, that's right.
You know,
no judgment from me.
No judgment.
There's no
exactly.
judgment. If you want to wear Kate's undies, you go ahead.
Kate's?
Oh, they weren't Kate's?
Oh.
Oh, no. Boy, how awkward. Anyway.
Good morning, Central Coast. This is Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.
No, you've ruined it. You brought the deep bass into it.
Yeah, it's breakfast with Mandy and Akmal on 2GO. About time for us to get out of here.
Yes.
Enough silliness. No singing along.
No
doing
more.
The bell parts to songs.
Get serious, please.
Brownie's up next. And if you're a fan of Brownie, and who isn't, give him a call and wish him well. He's not feeling well. As we mentioned yesterday, he ate a full bag of licorice all sorts.
Mm.
And he's had diarrhea ever since. Poor guy. He's just like...
I know. It's hard to do a radio show when you've got diarrhea.
But
too.
Not only that, he woke up and he's got fungus in his feet. He's got fungal infection between his toes. I don't know where he's putting his feet.
Well, he's got thongs on. Brownie, what you need to know about Brownie is he wears thongs, whether it's summer, whether it's winter, whether it's hot, whether
that's
it's cold.
That's because of the fungus.
Oh,
he's got, what's it called?
Tinea.
It's tinea.
He doesn't. He's.
You know that song, "Don't Cry For Me, I've Got Tinea"?
Wrap it up. Oh, Jesus,
we're
in. Brownie's in here. We got to get out of here. Catch up, 2gofm.com.au. Get the app there as well. I think
what
Akmal
a champion
just,
coming into work with the...
with Tinea.
Oh, I think Akmal needs a new pair of underwear. We're
but
out
he's
of
so
here.
So devoted.
We'll catch you tomorrow, 5:30. Bye.
You're listening to Mandy and Akmal for breakfast on 2GO.